All right, this is the newbie bloggers. It's how to create and monetize a blog post. Now, last month we talked about choosing a name and you know, what domain, whether you wanted to use GoDaddy or whatever. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat this morning. So whatever platform that you're on, oftentimes when you choose your platform, it automatically allows you to choose your domain name right through the platform. So today we're going to talk about platforms. And so I'm kind of excited. But before we get started into the actual material, I want to just briefly where everyone's from. Ruby's connecting. We're going to give her a second to get connected. Welcome, Ruby. We see you've just connected. And so what I want to do is I just want to ask where you're located and are you already blogging? And if so, we've got another gal coming in. And if so, tell us the name of your blog. And I'll start. I am in the Columbus, Ohio area, Central Ohio. And we were just talking, we've had an ice storm and now we're having all kinds of snow and tons of people are without power, but we're okay so far. So if you lose me, carry on. Last month, you guys lost me. I listened to the recording later and Robert was like, I'm now the co-host. What do I do? So I apologize for that. I've been having trouble with my Wi-Fi for a while now. And I've called my Wi-Fi company and they brought me new modems and new routers and all of that. And I still get bumped off occasionally. And so I'm on with two devices today. So hopefully, I won't get bumped off. But anyway, welcome everyone. I'm in Central Ohio. I do have a blog. It's called Freestyle Living. And my actual link is freestyleliving.net if anyone wants to check it out. And I then monetize my blog by affiliate links and by sending folks back to my courses and masterminds and that sort of thing. And that's what I'm going to share with you today is the course on how to monetize your blog. So Deborah, let me ask you again, tell us where you are from, where you're located physically, and if you have a blog and what your blog name is.
Okay, physically, I'm in Missouri City, Texas. It's a suburb of Houston. And I don't have a blog yet. I'm just getting information about what a blog is and how to go about doing it.
All right, perfect, perfect. And Robert, we'll jump over to you.
Yeah, I'm near Columbus, Ohio, too. And I don't have a blog yet.
Okay, and Ruby?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I don't have a blog either.
Okay, and then of course, that other picture is also of me. So Ruth, how about you?
Hi, I'm from Canton, the Canton area. Okay. So Northeast Ohio, sorry. And yeah, we have a lot of snow as well, having a snow day. And yes. I don't have a blog. Yeah, I don't have a blog.
Okay. We're going to go on. We're going to jump back up to Diane. Diane, I saw that you came in. Diane, everyone is sharing where they are physically located and do they have a blog yet?
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Kathy. I'm in Central Ohio. I'm in Worthington, which is a northern suburb of Columbus, and I have never done a blog before.
Okay. And Angela, welcome.
Hi there.
And where are you coming to us from? And do you already have a blog?
No, I do not have a blog. I'm coming to you from I'm north of Dayton.
Okay. Dayton, Ohio, because we have some folks that are not in Ohio. So you're in
North of Dayton, Ohio. Correct. Correct.
All right. How about Alicia?
Hey, I'm from Michigan, and I know I do not have a blog yet.
All right. And Anthony?
Yeah, I'm from Oklahoma City. I do have a blog. It's called adminmytech.com.
At adminmytech.com. Very good. If you want to share your blog, you can type it in the chat so that other folks can maybe check it out if they want to. Let's jump over to Sally.
Hey, I'm Sally. I'm from Canal Winchester, very close to Kathy. I do have a blog, and I apologize for being late.
You're fine.
My blog is embracingunexpected.net.
Perfect. And Francesca. Francesca, can you hear us okay? We're asking to share where you are from and if you have a blog, what the name of your blog is.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Apologies for being late. My daughter was all over the place. Well, I'm Francesca. I am originally from Haiti, but been living in Taiwan for the past 10 years. So I just moved here to Indianapolis. I did have a blog in the past, but I stopped maybe years ago. So the point is to try to see if it's possible and how it's possible to restart it, but restart it better and keep on going with it. Yeah.
Okay. That's my very good. Very good. And we have, I'm going to pronounce it Ashante. Did I say that correctly?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And we're asking everyone where they are physically coming to us from, and do you already have a blog?
I am from the Midwest, so I'm from Chicago. And I'm just getting started. So I'm brainstorming on some ideas because I love to write. I do have a background in teaching, and homeschooling. So I'm thinking more towards that goal.
Okay, very good. Now, if you check the chat box, Anthony did put his blog in there, and I'm going to type mine in there. And that way folks can check out blogs. You can see other blogs. Now, again, you can go online and there are blogs all over the place. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you some very, very, very basic information. If you Google something and you're looking for what are the best places to visit when I travel to Tennessee? Chances are a bunch of blog posts are going to come up. You're going to see all of these articles that go the 10 best places or the 5 best places or things not to miss when you're in Tennessee. And when you click on those and you read those, you're reading someone's blog post. Somebody simply just blogged that. And so whatever your sweet spot is, whatever your topic is, whatever your lane is, you simply need to have a platform to put that on. Now, a lot of folks, you'll notice, they got comfortable with Facebook and they're on a trip. Okay. We've all seen this. Somebody's traveling in some other country or some other state, or they're having, the trip of their lifetime. And every day they're posting, pictures from today and here's what we did and here's where we had dinner. And that really is a blog. They're blogging right on the Facebook platform. Now, the problem with that, when you're blogging right on Facebook or right into Instagram, or when you're blogging right into one of those platforms, the problem with that is if that platform should go away or shut down or whatever, you lose your content. And so we suggest, if you're going to get started, that's a great way to get started if you kind of just want to get your feet wet, so to speak. But we suggest that you write it out in a Word document or in a Google Doc or something that's on your computer or in your cloud that you have access to. And then once you write it, copy and paste it over into Facebook or Instagram. And you can actually use that as a platform if you kind of want to just get your feet wet and start blogging a little bit. You can do that, and you can start creating a following that way.
Just remember where you put it.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Sally. That's a good
name
point.
It something that it's gonna
yeah. So when you save that document, make sure that you maybe started off with the word blog and then put your title. And then that way, if you go to search for it later, you can just search for the word blog and all of those blogs will come up in your hard drive.
But what Kathy is saying, I do that all the time. And it's a good way to, I write it out first. And it's a good way to be able to go back and edit it and before you post it to your blog. So yeah, that's a really handy tool to use. So I do it in Word.
And that way you have a copy of it too. So you're creating like a library of your posts, not just on the platform. So then once you have your lane, your theme, what it is that you want to write about. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, now I want to kind of put that in a more formal type blog post so that I can start monetizing it. And so now you're going to look for a place to park that information, those articles, if you will. And then once you find a place to put those articles on a regular basis, then you can really start creating a following. And once you start creating a following, then you can start monetizing it. You can monetize anything from a course that you yourself write, or you can monetize it by affiliate links through Amazon. You can go over to, how many of us have an Amazon account? Probably most of us. And you can go over to Amazon, scroll clear to the bottom, and there's a place where you can become an affiliate member of Amazon. And once, and again, we're talking about monetizing, which is not our main topic for today, but I'm just giving you an overview of how this looks. But you can go to Amazon, scroll to the bottom, become an affiliate member. And then when you buy something from Amazon, you can blog about it and you can weave it into your lane. So for example, if I'm talking to, let's say I want to write a post about public speaking and being on Zoom calls and having a, you know, in, you know, actually presenting virtually, I could say, oh, I found this great green screen and this great ring light and everything over on Amazon. And I can hyperlink that sentence right with my affiliate link. And so if anyone clicks on that hyperlink, it takes them over to Amazon and they might think, yeah, I need to get a ring light like that. And if they click on that and go over, then I get paid a commission if they buy that ring light. Now, here's where the magic happens. How many times have you shopped on Amazon and once you bought your ring light, then it says, people that bought this ring light have also bought this and this and this and this clear across the bottom of the page. Well, if your reader clicks on your hyperlink and goes over to Amazon and they purchase the ring light and then it comes up, you know, people that have purchased this also get this green screen. They also get a microphone. They also get, if they buy anything else while they're in there, you get paid commission on all of it. Not just the ring light that you were talking about. Anything they buy that they came through your affiliate link, you get paid for. So how sweet is that? That's the magic, because how many of us get out of Amazon with only buying one thing? Not very often, I would say, because while we're there, we might even say, you know, while I'm in here, let me just add those batteries that I always get. And let me add, you know, this book that I saw that I think I've been thinking about getting. And all of a sudden you get paid for everything they bought in that order that they click through on your affiliate link. So that's just one way to monetize your blog post. And the blog post itself, it can serve several purposes. Number one, it might just be a way for you to express yourself. Let's say that you are passionate about a topic and you just want to express yourself. Maybe it's a creative outlet for you. Maybe you want to start writing and it's just a way to start practicing your writing and it's a creative outlet for you. But as people start to follow you and get to know, like, and trust you, it becomes a perfect marketing tool to monetize in all different kinds of ways. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share is the whole, how it works. Now, a blog itself is just an article. You're just going to write an article. There, you've written a blog post. Now, the question is, where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put this blog post? And again, you can type it over in a Word document or a Google Doc, and then you can copy and paste it over into Facebook. There, you've created a blog. And you can even create a group over in Facebook, and you can name the group whatever it is that you want to name your blog, and you can start a following right there. So I have, for example, I have a Facebook group called Kathy Benner's Freestyle Living. I actually have a Facebook group called that, and my blog post is called Freestyle Living. And so you can create a following by doing that. But you want to have a way that people can search. And here's the problem with using Facebook as your platform. People can't search. They might say, you know, Deborah wrote this great article and I want to share it with a friend. And when you go to Facebook, how many times have you seen something in Facebook? And by the time you scrolled by, it's ended up so far down in the thread that you couldn't find it again. And so you want to create a blog post on a platform where your blogs are searchable. And so that's where then you start thinking, okay, I need to find a better platform for my blogs. Well, I don't know about some of you, but that's been a struggle for me because I am not very, I'm a little technology technology challenged. And so I came from several years of being in the salon industry. And in the salon industry, where I had stylists and nail techs and all of that in the salon, we needed a website. So I ended up going to Vistaprint. And Vistaprint, I created my website on Vistaprint, and I could put, you know, who my girls were and what office, what our salon hours were and what their prices were and all of that. So when I retired from the salons and decided to get into some teaching and coaching and create my online academy, I thought, well, I'm going to stay with Vistaprint because I'm familiar with the platform. And so I went back to Vistaprint and I created my whole website for my coaching business and my teaching business on Vistaprint, because that's what I was comfortable with. And it's inexpensive. You know, you can get a whole website, you know, for like $5 a month, and it comes with the domain name. So I was happy with that until I decided I wanted to create a blog. And then I found out that Vistaprint does not have a very good blog plugin. When you find their little blog, it says blog. And when I clicked on that and scooted it over into my website and said, there, now I'm going to put my blog post there, it wasn't searchable. People still had to scroll, just like Facebook, to try to find a particular blog post. So that's when I said, okay, I have to find a better platform because I want one that is searchable. So if somebody goes, I want to find the blog post about Kathy's last trip, or I want to find the blog post about her last real estate purchase, or I want to find the blog post, you know, or whatever topic, they can actually search for it. So I simply went to my search engine and I simply typed in, what are the top blogging platforms? And the top three, when I did my search, came up Wix, Weebly, and HostGator. Those were the three that came up. Now, WordPress is huge. I don't know if we have any WordPress people out there. I am not a WordPress girl, because with WordPress, and let me give you a background about platforms. WordPress is kind of the grandfather of all the platforms, WordPress. And there's a WordPress.org, which is free. And then there's a WordPress.com, which you have to pay a membership fee for. Anyway, when you get onto WordPress, WordPress gives you a blank slate. I mean, literally a blank slate. And it says, what color do you want the background? Well, you got to go figure out what color. Then you've got to, you know, get that color over into your platform. And then it'll say, do you want a picture at the top? Well, okay, maybe. And you got to go find which picture plugin is the one that you like. And, you know, and then sometimes you have to purchase an additional plugin if it doesn't come free, because the free version comes with a few plugins. And you have to then click on those plugins and scoot them over to your blank piece of paper, so to speak. And you have to literally, that's why they call it building a website. You have to literally take these plugins and build this page for your blog. I would get so frustrated that I would just X out of everything and start over, because I would have, it would look like a Frankenstein website, you know, nothing fit. I couldn't get the right font. It ran over the edge. I couldn't figure out how to shrink it. And I was just so frustrated. And I thought, this is a lot of work to create a blog post. And so what I learned, and I'm really making this simple for everyone. What I learned was companies like Wix and Weebly take WordPress and they create already a kind of a ready-made blogging site for you. And they call them different themes. And they might put, I'll just kind of oversimplify it, they might put 10 different themes up. And so when you take on a free Wix or a free Weebly account, you'll go in and say, oh, here's 10 themes I can pick from. And so you pick one. Well, it already has the picture, already has the font. All right. All you do is now scoot your picture in, type your words in, and boom, you're ready to publish. And so that's what I did, is I chose HostGator. And when I went to HostGator, it was kind of a ready-made blogging platform. And all I had to do, and for me, mine was somewhat color-driven, because remember, I had already created my website on Vistaprint, and I already had my colors that I was using on Vistaprint. And I had put so many hours into building that website that I didn't want to throw all of that away and start over. And so what I did is I bought the least expensive HostGator. I don't know, it was like $2 and something a month. And it came with my domain name. And so I bought the HostGator. And then all I do is once I open up that HostGator website, which is my blog post, that freestyleliving.net, once that URL comes up at the top, I copy and paste that URL, and then I link that over into my VistaPrint. So when you come down the homepage of my VistaPrint and it says, click here to see, blog post from Kathy, when you click, my reader thinks they're just going to a page in my website. They're actually going out to the HostGator website, but they don't realize that because when I chose HostGator, I chose the same color. See, I was color driven in that. So when they go from my website to my HostGator, they think they're just going to the blogging page. And then I even created a page. You know how you've got the little labels across the top of your website. I even created a page that says my blog post, Freestyle Living Blog. And so if they click on that page and click on the link, it still takes them out to HostGator. They think they're just on a page of my website. So that's how I solved my problem. If you do not have a website, you certainly can pick Wix or Weebly or one of those and actually create your own blog post right there and your whole website. And it depends on what you want to do with it. Now, for me, I wanted to monetize my meetups, my courses, and my masterminds. And so all of that is already on my website. So again, you just click over to read the blog post. And then at the bottom of each blog entry, I have the links back to my website. So you see, I've got mine going out to the blog. And then when they read the blog, let's say I write an article about writing, this an article says, hey, you can write from anywhere in the world. And if you want to join our mastermind, click here. And it takes them back to my course over on my website that they can click in to learn more about writing from anywhere in the world or to join a mastermind over in my website. So that's how I'm monetizing my blog post, is by linking it to my courses and my content. Now, your blog might be totally different. And if you don't have a website yet, you can actually create your entire website on one of these ready-made plug and play type sites like Wix or Weebly. And you can go right in and create your website with your homepage, your contact, your about me page, your contact page, and your blog page. You can create it all right there. You don't have to do two separate like I did. I just didn't want to start over on the website, if that makes any sense. And so once you decide what it is that you want to monetize, start with the end in mind. So for example, I have some folks in my blogging mastermind, they want to sell products. I have a gal that wants to make candles and she wants to blog about these candles and essential oils and that sort of thing. And she wants to sell candles. So for her, the best platform for her was Square, because the Square app already has the whole price point and purchase point, and they already had pages where you can pop pictures of your products in, and it's already linked to the sales page where people can then just put in their credit card number and order, 10 vanilla candles, and then she ships them out. And so for her, because she started with the end in mind that she wanted to sell candles, she chose the Square platform as hers, because it already had that price point already kind of already programmed into the platform. Does that make sense for everybody? So I want to open it up for questions. Does anyone have any questions at this point before we go any deeper?
Is that Square or Squarespace or Square? Is just Square?
I'd have to look up. I think it might be Squarespace. Let me just look that up real quick. Yes, Squarespace. And that's where you can actually create a website right in Square. It's called Squarespace. And that's if you want to sell actual products. Now, you can go to Wix and Weebly and HostGator, which were the top three for blogging, because they have a great blogging plugin, and you can search which is what makes them a great blogging platform, is that you can search for the different blog posts, and that's what you can't do on some platforms. Now you can do it on WordPress. If you're a WordPress person and you have started on WordPress and you're familiar with WordPress and you're a little more techy than me, where you don't mind finding those plugins, you can do the pay plugin right there on WordPress, and you can create a whole library of products that you can sell right there on your WordPress site. And you can also do that on Wix, Weebly, and HostGator. They have a price point plugin that you can then scoot over and add that to your blog if you wanted to sell actual, you know, like candles and actual products on your website, t-shirts, whatever it is you want to sell. All right, other questions?
Hey, is it okay if I share something?
Absolutely, Anthony. Yeah, you're the techie person. You might have more information.
I actually started a business, a web hosting business, where I help people build their websites. So if you're interested, I'll put that website on there.
Ah, there you go. So, and again, when it comes to anything technical, you have several choices. You can either roll up your sleeves and make a decision that you're going to figure it out, which is what I do. Because again, when I first started, it was all, you know, price driven as well. You know, I didn't have a lot of money to pay somebody to do it, but you can figure it out on your own. You can do the ready-made platforms like I chose to do with HostGator, Weebly, or Wix, or you can simply pay someone to just set it up for you. So there's all kinds of options there. Now, the reason that I decided that I wanted to figure it out on my own and I wanted to come up with a platform that I could be comfortable with editing is because I didn't always want to wait for someone else to do my edits for me. And I remember back in my salon days, every time I would have a stylist that would leave and then a new stylist that would come on, early on, I paid someone to do my website. Then I had to wait because they, of course, were busy with other clients. And I would send the order in that I wanted to replace this stylist with a different name, a different menu, a different whatever. And sometimes it would be several days before they would kind of get around to me. And so that's when I decided, once I left the salon industry and retired and wanted to do my schooling, I thought, I don't even have the clarity at the very beginning what I wanted my school to look like. And those of you that are in some of my masterminds that are on the call, you've heard me say this before, is that action comes first and clarity comes second. A lot of times we think we want to get clear about what we're going to do, and then we're going to take action. You know, once I have it all figured out in my head, how I want this to look, then I'm going to go out and create it. And that sounds good in theory, but as soon as you take action, things become a lot more clear as to what's going to work or not going to work. And what you thought you were going to do, you find yourself, you know, going a little bit different directions. So action comes first. And so once I started in, retired from the salon industry, and I started down the path of coaching and mentoring and creating courses and masterminds, I didn't know what I wanted it to look like. And I thought, I'm going to have so much money tied up in all of my platforms if I'm paying someone to do this, because every time I would do something, I might a week later go, nah, that's not what I want. I want it to look like this instead. So can you change it again? And I thought, I'm going to have so much tied up financially in somebody else doing it. But again, that is totally an option. Once you have a clear vision of what you want it to look like, that is certainly an option, is to just bring someone on, make them a part of your team. That's simply going to do that for you, that piece for you. And oftentimes it's not how, but who. And so, so Anthony, thank you for offering that, because Anthony can definitely be your who if you decide that you don't want to learn how. And so I will say that. Any other questions or comments?
I have a question, Kathy. I want to write about health and wellness. Uh-huh. But I want to write more than one blog. Like, I want to write like how to heal thyroid problem. Maybe that'd be a blog. And then maybe another blog would be on healing migraine headaches. Uh-huh. Can you do that?
Absolutely. And let me, and again, I'll give you an example. When I decided to leave the salon industry and to get involved in, writing and teaching and coaching, I was all about passive income. And so one of my lanes is real estate, long-term renters in real estate. One was short-term renters like Airbnb, and then, you know, writing from anywhere in the world. And then, of course, writing branched into, you know, creating a blog and how to monetize your blog. And that went into how to do masterminds and monetize those for passive income. And so what happened was, is I made a list of everything that I wanted to write about. And then I had to back up and take a bigger view of what's the theme that runs through all of these topics. And for me, the theme was, when you talk about passive income, it's not about the passive income at all. It's about having freestyle living. It's about doing what you want to do when you want to do it. And that passive income is what allows you to have freestyle living. And so you can see where, again, action comes first and clarity comes second. So you can see, as my lanes unfolded, I decided that my blog needed to be freestyle living, because that way I can write about real estate. I can write about blogging. I can write about creating an Airbnb. I can write about how to write from anywhere in the world. I can write about how to create a mastermind and monetize that. And all of it, see, is how to make money from home, how to have passive income, and all of it then equals freestyle living, where you can do these things from anywhere in the world. So you can see where it was a process. And so, Ruby, I would suggest that that you not make the name of your blog too narrow. You want to make it a more broader, overarching vision of what you want to write about. And Ruby, that way you have the freedom to write about different things. Sally, do you have some comments?
I do. Ruby, so my blog is embracetheunexpected.net. I own a travel agency. So sometimes I write about how you embrace the unexpected in your life. Sometimes it's very personal, and sometimes it's about travel. So Kathy's right. You have an all-encompassing blog. So one time you could talk about thyroid, healing thyroid problems. One time you could talk about migraines, but it all fits. It would all fit under your, whatever you name your blog. So it doesn't have to be separate blogs. It's just one blog, but you talk about different things, different times.
Okay, so you would have only one blog, but you have all these multiple topics in the one blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At different times. I mean, like one time, I usually switch it off. I usually, one week, one time I talk about, I get very personal in my own, about my own life and how you embrace the unexpected in your life. And sometimes I talk about, at a different time, I talk about trips that are coming up and what people can do during their vacations or during their trips, like, so, but it's all under that embrace the unexpected.
Okay, but what if you want to write multiple blogs? You would have to have a different domain address?
Well, when you say multiple blogs, are you talking about totally different lanes? Not health and wellness, you're talking that you want to write about, I don't know, how to build a race car on one and then health and wellness on another, then those two would probably have to have two different domains, because it would be hard to capture those in an overarching name of a blog post.
No,
but if you're writing various things about health and wellness, all of that mm-hmm. can come under one blog name.
But if you wanted to do multiple blogs, you would have to have different domain addresses.
Well, again, it depends on what you mean by multiple blogs. Are you talking?
I want to write.
Yeah, give me a couple of examples.
Like, I want to write, let's say, about healing thyroid in one blog, mm-hmm. but then maybe another one would be on astrology. Another one would be about spirituality. Another one would be on migraine headaches, you know, it's like different.
Well, now let me ask you this. When you're writing about healing thyroid, are you bringing in a spiritual aspect of healing? Is that part of the healing process that you want to talk about?
No, just like how to heal like hypothyroidism, and there might be some supplements that I would recommend, nutrition aspects of it, something like that. It would be like a whole page just on thyroid, another page on just on I don't know, like migraines. Another one would be psoriasis or something like that.
I would think if you have those many different interests, if it were me, I would probably come up with a lifestyle blog, and I would write about all of those things under one blog name, and I would come up with a lifestyle blog name, Life with Ruby or something that makes it personal. And then if it were me, I would probably weave my story, because my guess is that you have a connection to some of those issues. Either you have had those issues and have found a way to overcome them, or you've had a family member that have had those issues, and that's why you're interested in writing about those. And so I would make it a lifestyle blog, and I would just weave my own personal story in with the blog post. And then you can talk about all those topics in that one blog name. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But what if I want to write more than one blog? Then it has to be a different domain name each time?
It doesn't, Ruby.
It doesn't have to be.
You don't write all your blogs all at one time. So like I said, 1 week I would write about something about myself. The next week I would write about travel. So 1 week you could write about healing thyroid problems. Mm-hmm. Or in the next week, you might weave in the astrology part, mm-hmm. the spirit, mm-hmm. you know, as long as people understand that that's all part of your story.
Mm-hmm. And we have another whole free meetup, and it comes with a course and also with a mastermind called Build a Better Business. And we talk a lot about our story in there. And for the month of February, that is our main thing we're talking about, is how to create our story. And once you have the points of your story, the high points of your story, then you can talk about all of these things that interest you, as long as you come back, and it's kind of like weaving a tapestry. As long as you come back and hook a little bit of your story into your blog post. Like, and you could even say, you know, well, once upon a time, here's where, you know, I was thinking about this, but then I really became interested in astrology. And now I want to share, you know, what I learned in this blog post with you. And so as long as you come back and kind of hook your story over into your blog post, you can write about all of those topics in a lifestyle blog. Mm-hmm. And so my freestyle living is a lifestyle blog, because I talk about my travels. I talk about my courses. I talk about my masterminds. I talk about, you know, if we're doing a hike in the woods, you know, on being healthy. I talk about all those things under freestyleliving.net. So let me show you one, and maybe that'll be helpful. And I haven't pulled it up, so bear with me here just a moment and see if I can pull it up here. This is mine, freestyleliving.net. It always takes a while to pull up. This is what mine looks like. Here's my domain. You can see this right up here in the address bar. You can see where it's freestyleliving.net. Can everybody still hear me okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is what my blog post looks like. Now, this is the HostGator, and I only have three pages, just a home page, a work with me, and a connect page. And then these are my blogs here. The top three will show, I guess maybe two. No, three. Three of them will show. But you see all of these tags over here? These are all the topics I've written about. Focus, food, forgive, goals, friends, freelance, grocery shopping, gym, healing, implement, ideas, history, income, increase, identity. These are all the topics I've written about. And that's why if you have a platform that I'll say caters to blogging, which HostGator does, it gives you this searchable tags over here. Mm-hmm. And then here's all my blog posts. You can see, you know, you can click through and read as many of those as you want. But you can click on any of these topics over here. You can click and all the health ones will come up, all the fitness ones will come up, all the business ones will come up, all the life ones will come up, the habits, the passive income, the attention, and it's whatever tag you click on, that's the blog post that'll come up. And that's what makes it searchable. And so that's my entire blog. It's just 3 pages. And the blogs itself is on the homepage. Because I did all my blogs here. Now you can create a whole website here if you want, and you could actually make your homepage, you know, your products that you want to sell, and then you can have another page that's your blog. But I made the homepage my blog, and I even named it Freestyle Living Blog because I have that Vista Print website, and when people click on the blog link, I want them to think they just clicked on another page. So is that helpful when you kind of see it in person?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, any other questions?
Where you're going to, I guess, are you going to get, I'm having issues with driving traffic to the website. Do you talk about that?
We do. Now, today, here in February, we were talking about, you know, choosing a platform was our main focus. But yes, there's a lot of ways you can drive traffic. And one of my favorite ways, of course, is social media. And you don't have to make it incredibly hard. What I do is once I write my blog post, I open up that particular post. So that URL is in the address bar. And then I can copy that and post it over across my social media. And what I do to get folks interested is, and Sally will attest to this, I take the first sentence of my blog post and I type it into the social media, but I don't finish the sentence. I type a half a sentence and then I do a dot, 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 and I leave a cliffhanger.
And that's very effective.
And then I put the link to the blog. And what happens, people will start to read the sentence and it's not finished. So they'll click the link to get the rest of the sentence. And when they click the link, it takes them out of Facebook over to your blog or out of Instagram or out of LinkedIn or out of Twitter. And so that is how I market my blog, is I take that first sentence. I don't finish the whole sentence. You know, I'll have 6 ways that you can dot, dot, dot. Well, 6 ways that I can what? What is it? What does she get? What did she didn't finish it? So when you click on the link, then it goes over to now 6 ways that you can travel more efficiently, or 6 ways that you can have better health, or whatever the blog post was about. And what it does is it prompts people to click the link just to get the ending of your sentence. And so that's how I drive traffic back to my blog post. And then, of course, at the end of the blog or within the blog post, I hyperlink it to either products, services, my masterminds, my courses, my affiliate link at Amazon, whatever it is that I'm blogging about. And that's how I monetize the blog. Does that help, Anthony?
Yeah, it gives me something to work with. So I'm going to start with that.
Yeah. And if you blog a couple of times a week, folks will start to gravitate to follow you. And then on my homepage of the blog itself, the freestyleliving.net, there is a place where if folks want to follow the blogs, they can actually register with their email address. And so that I have where that email address automatically gets dumped over into MailChimp. And so then every time I post a blog on my social media, I also send it out to the folks that have asked me, you know, to be connected. You know, they want to, it'll say, if you want to see more blogs, you know, register here. And so they can register, and then that gives them the blog every time I submit one as well. So that's how you're creating a following. And a lot of folks will just follow your blog post because content is king, and they'll follow your blog post maybe for months before they actually click and buy anything. And so it's the long game. It's an advertising tool if you're going to monetize. So you have to settle in, I think, early on and not base your success on the financial return at the very beginning. For me, the goal, my first goal was to just get a platform and start blogging. And I felt like I had achieved something when I finally reached that goal. Just decide on a platform and just get my first blog post out there. And I was like, whew, I did it. I've launched. Now, whether anybody read the blog post, I don't know. But the goal was not to have readership. It was not to monetize. It was the goal was to get posted. And so I did that. And then I set a goal that now I want to start blogging a couple of times a week. So that was the goal. The goal wasn't the readership. It wasn't the monetization. It was just getting posted. Then finally I said, okay, now that I've got a platform, I've learned how to get in there and post the blog. Now I want to start getting it out across social media. So then it was just one. I just, whatever one that I was most comfortable with, which at the time was Facebook. And so I said, I'm just going to get the platform, write the blog, and then share it on Facebook. And that was the goal. And people started commenting, you know, on Facebook, like, hey, I love this article, or hey, how can I learn more? And so people started commenting. And so, okay, now I'm getting some mileage. See, it's the long game. So then I thought, okay, well, there's a certain audience that is on Instagram that isn't on Facebook. So now the goal was to have the platform, write the blog post a couple times a week, and share them on a couple of different social media. So you see how it was just a building curve. And I just kept adding to that over time. And then, you know, I posted where, hey, I got this great thing. And then somebody said, hey, I would like to buy that. Where did you get it? Well, I got it from Amazon. And I thought, wow, I'm missing the Amazon affiliate thing. People are asking me, you know, because I would be so excited about something that I added to my office or whatever. And people would say, well, where did you get that? So I thought, okay, I need to now go over to Amazon and get an affiliate link. And I need to start embedding that affiliate link underneath of some of those words in my blog post. And so boom, now my affiliate link started to build. And so then whenever I started to mention something that I was using or a book that I just got, maybe I was doing a book review for a friend of mine, I would put the link back to Amazon to buy the book. And that's a win-win because I got paid commission for my reader clicking through to get the book, and the author that I was trying to support had another book sale on Amazon. So that was a win-win-win. So the reader got the book, I got the commission for selling the book, and the author got the sales for selling yet another book on Amazon. And so it's a win-win-win across the page. So you see how it just builds over time.
Yeah, thank you. That's really encouraging. Gives me something to work with.
Yeah, and it's the long game. So you can't throw in the towel and don't just say, well, I'm going to blog, and if I don't make, you know, $3,000 a month by next Tuesday, I'm going to quit. Because it doesn't work like that. Anyone else? Yes, Diane.
Kathy, do you have a certain dashboard for your social media posts that you can, you know, coordinate and like overview all of the different channels that you're on?
Let's see if I understand that correctly. I have different channels, and so I have different groups in Facebook, because somebody that's interested in real estate may not be interested in blogging, because you can see how different those lanes are. Mm-hmm. And so what I did, of course, when you're in Facebook, you get your personal profile, number one, and then you can create a business page. So I created my business page to say Freestyle Living, and I can post everything on the page, because buying real estate, passive income is Freestyle Living, and monetizing a blog post could be under Freestyle Living. And so I can post everything on my page. Then my page created a individual group for each lane. So I have a long-term real estate lane. I have a short-term real estate group. I have a blogging group. I have a build a better business group. So each that one page has these different groups. And so now when I want to blog all about real estate, I would post it on the business page, but then I would post it just in the real estate group, if that makes sense. And so what happens is it draws the attention of the folks that are interested in that topic. And I'll go back and say this. if you tune into a country radio station and you're expecting to get country music, you're probably pretty happy. But if you tune into your favorite radio station and one day it's country and one day it's classical and one day it's rock and when you're thinking, oh my gosh, they must have gotten hacked because it's not what I expected. And so that's why I have the Freestyle Living page, but then I created the separate groups so that the people that were just interested in real estate could tune into that group, if that makes sense.
Right. I was just wondering if you're posting organically or if you have scheduled posts that are going out, or if you're doing it all yourself manually.
I am doing mine organically because once you create the post, you know, once you create it, I create it in my profile because all my friends are in my profile, see? And then when you have the page, you have to invite your friends from your profile to like your page. And then once they like your page, you can invite them to join your group. And it's a process to get your audience over to the page and then over to the groups. So everyone is in my profile page, in my personal profile page. And so I'll create the post there. And once it's created, it's very easy to copy and paste wherever I need it. And then I can also, and I laugh about this all the time, like, okay, now the post is on the end of my finger because I've copied it. And so now I can paste it in the page, I can paste it in the group, and I can paste it over on Instagram, I can paste it on Twitter, I can paste it on LinkedIn. And I can do all of that in a matter of maybe 5 minutes once I create the post.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, there are platforms out there that you can create the post and then put it into that platform, and that platform you can schedule, and that platform will post it out across all your social media. Mm-hmm. The social media does not give it as much in the algorithms as when you do it organically.
Okay.
It's like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they all know it came from one of those platforms. And so it doesn't get the viewers that it does when you do it organically.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? We're getting close to the top of the hour here. I hope this has been informative for you. Again, if you go to kathybinner.com, you can see all of my lanes. If you're interested in tapping in, we've got a free meetup like this in every lane. And so please feel free to join in. And I want to give Angela a little plug. Angela is hosting right now. We have a free lane called Everyone Communicates View Connect, and it's how to create your very own mastermind and then how to monetize it. And each member of the group gets a chance to facilitate a 5-session mastermind just to kind of learn how to do that and get comfortable behind the camera. And Angela is our facilitator. She is past her first session. She has 4 more sessions that she's going to facilitate for us. And then after that, a different team member in the room gets to facilitate. So if anyone thinks that you might want to add masterminds to your list of offerings and have a paid mastermind, online mastermind, depending on whatever your topic is, please jump in that free mastermind meetup, and you can take a turn hosting to kind of learn how to do that. And we talk also about, what platform to put your mastermind on and how to monetize it and how to market it and you know, how to price it. We talk about all those things as well. So it's just a fun event. So Angela is a part of that. I want to give a shout out to Sally. Sally is my co-mod co-host here for all of the blogging. So Sally can also assist if you have some questions, if you want to connect with Sally. And she has some amazing blog posts. Because again, we talk all about, connecting to your story. Anthony wants to know, what is a mastermind? A mastermind looks similar to this right here.
No, I mean, where do I go for that?
Sorry. Oh, just kathybinner.com. Kathybinner.com. That's my website. Scroll down the homepage. You'll see when you scroll down my homepage, the left column all the way down the homepage, if you're on a laptop or a tablet, if you're on a cell phone, it puts them all in a row. So it'll be the first one of each lane. But if you're on a computer screen where you can see the three sections across. The left column is all the free stuff. And then there's a paid course and a paid mastermind. But go to all the free stuff and tap into as much free stuff as you'd like. And again, we've got a free meetup for the real estate, the long-term, the short-term, the writing, the blogging, the masterminds. It's all there in kathybenner.com. So I'll put that in the chat as well. All right. Any other questions? This has been good. I hope you found some value in this today. And I didn't get bumped off. I'm still here. So Robert, thank you. Last month I got bumped off and Zoom made Robert the co-host. So anyway, and then but Deborah stayed on. Thank you. Thank you. When I finally got back on, Deborah was still there. And I'm like, oh yeah. Deborah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just eating it up. I'm just really enjoying it.
Okay.
It's been great, Kathy. Yeah.
So I hope I've helped, I hope that I've inspired you to take the next step on wherever you are. If it's finding that domain. Now, remember, if you choose a platform like Wix, Weebly, or HostGator, oftentimes when you go into the platform, it will also connect your domain name for you. You don't have to have a domain name over here and a platform over here and then figure out how am I going to connect them? How am I going to get, you know, GoDaddy's name that I picked over in here. Now, if you've already bought a name, however, in GoDaddy or one of those, then you get in touch with the platform and they can help you get the domain name connected to your platform. But if you haven't purchased a domain name yet, let the platform do that for you because it's automatically connected when you do it through the platform.
Wow.
Now, I will mention one more thing. Under kathybenner.com, there is a resource page and there is a discount for HostGator there. If you click through, and again, I'll be honest, it's an affiliate link. And so you can click through there and you actually pay less and then it gives me credit. But don't do it to give me credit because I'm fine, but do it to get your discount. So if you decide on HostGator, there is a link in the kathybenner.com resource. And then as these meetings unfold and we get to writing our blog post, I'm going to show you a shortcut to writing blog posts if you feel like you don't have time to always put a blog post together. You know how, and I'll just give a little tickler out here. You know how you can go online and get free pictures? You can go online and get free articles. Oh. And I have the website for that. And what's fun about that is that you can get a free article. And once you download the free article, then you can make it your own. You can, because it's open for you to tailor make it whatever you want. I'll give you a real quick example. I downloaded an article about passive income, but I discovered, and again, I'm going to teach you how to do this later on. I discovered that working from home got a lot more hits on the search engines than passive income did. And so I downloaded an article about passive income and I went in and changed the words passive income to working from home. Oh. And then I uploaded that as my blog post because it was a free article. So anyhow, we're going to teach you all of that as this unfolds. We did have a question. It says, Kathy, Angela says, could you post the top three platforms? The ones that I found was Wix, Weebly, and HostGator. Wix, Weebly, and HostGator. Now, that doesn't mean that those are the only three out there. There are hundreds of platforms. And if you're already on one and you've already started with a domain name and you've already started, do not abort what you're doing, thinking that you have to take one of those three. If you're comfortable with the platform that you've started on, by all means, continue on. And if you're a WordPress person, then by all means, stay with WordPress because you can tailor make it even more than these prefab ones. But the prefab ones are just kind of plug and play. They're just easy if you're not real technical, which I'm not. So that's why I chose one of those. And again, I have that link in my resource page under kathybenner.com that gives you HostGator for a lot less. So I'll just toss that out. All right. Any other questions?
Hey, I don't see the mastermind on the website that she was talking about, or the one that Angela was doing.
Okay. Scroll down my homepage and it's called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. It'll say networking.
Okay. I did see that.
Yeah, everyone communicates, few connect, networking, and that is the one on learning how to do a mastermind. And Angela did a wonderful job, by the way. That was
Yes, she did.
Yes, that was a great session, Angela. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Kathy, where did you get the free articles and free pictures you just mentioned?
Okay, that is also on my resource page, and it's called PLR. And you'll find that under KathyBenner.com under my resource page.
Okay.
It's called PLR. And the reason, again, that's an affiliate link for me, but the reason I'm sending you there is you buy articles with credits. And if you click through on my resource page, I give you 10 free credits to get started. And a lot of those articles are only one credit. So you could virtually download 10 articles there with the free credits. And so I'll give you 10 free credits if you click through. And again, you know, most of my passive income comes from my real estate. So it's not a big deal to me whether you use my affiliate link or not on these items, but it does give you some advantage. It, like the PLR gives you the 10 free credits. All right. I love you guys. I best of luck. I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Please join in. We do have a bloggers mastermind. The fee for that is $25 a month if you wanted to join. And it's a monthly membership fee. And we meet twice a month. And this is where we actually kind of get down into the weeds a little bit. And we start sharing our blog posts with each other. And we break apart whatever our problems are and how to solve those. And I know some of you are pretty far away, but I've even had folks come over to my house and we've actually showed them how to get on some of these platforms and move around inside the platforms. So it's a little bit deeper dive in the mastermind, and it's a $25 a month membership fee. And oftentimes once folks start to find the masterminds in my website, they're interested in more than one. And so I do give you two masterminds for the price of one. So for example, I've got a lot of folks that are doing the blogging one, and then they wanted to do the Build a Better Business one as well, because we talk about creating offers that they then could sell through their blog. And so a lot of them wanted to be in both of those. So you can pick two. And then like my real estate, I have folks that want to do the long-term and the short-term. And so you can pick two for the same $25. So if you're interested in that, just connect with me again through my website, KathyBenner.com, and I'll get you hooked up.
Just a fun fact. I think Kathy talked about the weather we're having here. yeah. So Kathy, you're in Fairfield County, right?
I'm actually right on the edge of Fairfield, Franklin.
Yeah, I'm in Franklin County. Even though we live about 3 miles apart, Franklin County is level 2. Fairfield is level 3. So I couldn't go visit her today.
Yes, that they made all of Canal Winchester a level 3 if you're in the city proper. But Canal Winchester, the little city I'm in, sits in two different counties. And one county is one level and one county is the other. So, yeah.
Wow, funny.
Yep. So we're all kind of snowed in right now, but it's all good. But that's why it's important to have some passive income. That's why it's important to get some income coming in that just automatically comes in every month, so that if you can't go to work or something like this happens, you've got that base covered of income covering your obligations. So I'm a firm believer in passive income to at least get your base covered. That's your freedom number. And we talk all about that is what is your freedom number? You know, what's the minimum amount you have to have? That means you could not have to worry about that alarm clock anymore. You just wake up when you're ready or travel whenever you want. And that's what I'm all about, is that freestyle living. I want you to have that freedom to live whatever life you want to live. And a lot of folks have that already, but a lot of folks don't.
Yeah, I don't.
And so that's what I would love for all of us to have. All right, with that, please connect with me. I'd love to see you on some of the other programs, but please come back again for the bloggers. And we are going to talk in March all about customizing our blog. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be a whole presentation on that. The mastermind, we're going to meet February 14th and 28th, if any of you are interested in the blogging mastermind. We meet on the 14th and the 28th. And Sally, help me out. Is it 2 o'clock?
It's, yeah, 10 o'clock. Oh, noon. It's 12 noon.
Noon. 12 noon. 12 it's noon. 12 noon. 12 noon on the 14th and 28th. It's 12 noon if anyone's interested. So let me know if you're interested there. All right. With that, we are going to go and we'll see everyone next time. I'm looking forward to reading some blogs out there.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sally.
Bye.
Safe travels.
Thank you.